Breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.
Here at Triple M this morning for our Wednesday morning. It's a day one of lockdown today. Plenty of questions being asked as well right around the region for a business and also when it comes to health. And to enlighten us a little bit about what is happening at the moment, I have the Executive Director of Medical Health Services for the Limestone Coast Health Network, Elaine Pretorius, joins me this morning. Elaine, as always, it's a very good morning to you, and how's things?
Morning, Paul. Well, yesterday was a busy day. Hopefully we won't see too many people out and about today, but everything okay, thank you very much.
That is good to see. Now, look, first of all, the lockdown, I there was something always clawing at the back of my mind that it was going to happen at some stage, but the government did the right thing, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think there were a number of reasons why the government had to take this decision. Yesterday, it was confirmed that the spread we're seeing of the five cases at present is the Delta variant. We know that the Delta variant is far more infective and it spreads very quickly. Further to that, the way that it was diagnosed means that there's a whole lot of people that are already in quarantine, especially of our health staff from the Modbury Hospital. We've had to ramp up our testing. Our vaccination still goes on. So the health system is under a little bit of pressure. And in order to buy us time, I think the lockdown has been a very sensible decision.
Rodio and Elaine, at this stage, no mention of any COVID apart from the hotspots in Adelaide, nothing locally?
No, we have not seen anything locally. I think the concern for us is that, we travel a lot. And when the Tailem Bend, exposure sites were announced, I was astonished at how many of our staff and of our community actually do travel to Adelaide on a daily basis, which does warn us, that we've actually got a double whammy. We not only have the Victorian risk, but we also have a lot of people that move in and out of Adelaide. People should check this morning. The hotspots in Adelaide have been updated. There have been a whole lot of additional ones added. So important just to check the website. If you have been to a hotspot, you have to quarantine, have to have a COVID test, and important to fill out the contact tracing form on the SA Health website so that they know about you. If there is a risk that they are able to contact you very quickly. It's remarkable how people get out and about. The gentleman who was diagnosed had 16 primary contacts who all been out and about. So a lot of updated contacts on the website this morning.
Yes, that's the thing. It's degrees of separation, isn't it?
I know. I think other people live far more exciting lives than me because I look at where they've been in a day and I think, I'm not sure I do that much, but I'm sure actually we do when we start writing it down.
Yeah, I know, like someone knows someone who's visited someone and on it goes. And I do spare a thought for the contact tracers. I mean, they must be pulling their hair out.
Imagine doing that and asking people to remember exactly what they did on a certain day. I saw that Tea Tree Plaza is a contact site and that person went from shop to shop to shop in Tea Tree Plaza. It's a very complicated business to do contact tracing. I think they do a remarkable job.
I do too. More and more each day when you think about the degrees of separation and going back to, the first point and then tracing it, it's a massive undertaking. Now, when it comes to testing, how are we looking so far?
We're looking very good. We've had some queues at the testing sites. As you can imagine, in the Limestone Coast, we only have that much staff. Our staff is spread very thinly at the moment because we have to increase into the testing sites. We've got the vaccination hubs that are running, and we've also got a number of staff across all our sites that have had to quarantine as well, largely because they've been into Victoria around that 10th, 11th of July and after. So we've also got some staff who are in quarantine themselves, and that means that we are spread very thinly at the moment. Having said that, SA Pathology have been marvellous. They have increased their staff at our Mount Gambier site. We're waiting with bated breath to understand what is happening at Bordertown. I haven't had any information today, but yesterday there was an announcement that some additional sites will be opened. I think that is a very important part of, you know, our battle against COVID is to be sure that people can access swabbing as quickly as they possibly can. Paul, just as we're talking, one of the things we spoke about how complicated contact tracing is. The community can, of course, help the contact tracers, and those QR codes and swiping in is enormously important because that makes their job so much easier. So just a reminder that the QR codes are very important.
Absolutely, Elaine. And Elaine, as well this morning, I noticed there have been some restrictions in place around the Limestone Coast at hospitals and clinics and surgeries and things like that. So can you keep us up to date on the latest?
Yes. You know, when level 5 restrictions are announced, as a network, we have to decide what services are impacted. We also have to take into account our available staff and the impact that the restrictions have on our staff and the movement. You know, we do have a cross-border bubble of 40 kilometres. That means that some of our staff can't come to work at the moment. So what we've done is that all elective surgery has been cancelled except Category 1 surgery. So the Category 1 surgery is people who have waited a certain amount of time or who need life-saving surgery or need diagnostic surgery if we're considering cancer. So Category 1 surgery will go ahead. All outpatient services have been cancelled, except, of course, those outpatient services that, again, are life-saving. That means that our chemotherapy is going ahead. Some of our wound reviews and some of our high-risk clinics, especially for high-risk anaesthetics and follow-up of surgery, are going ahead. We've also limited some of our community outreach. So only the home visits that are absolutely essential will take place in person. The others have been scheduled to telehealth. It doesn't mean that we're going to abandon the community. It simply means that we're, for the next 7 days, we will be reaching out in different ways. And then we've also limited visitors. So for the next 7 days, we're asking people not to visit hospitals or aged care facilities. You should be at home under level 5 restrictions anyway. However, there are exceptions, especially for births. You know, we do want dad to be there when the new baby is born, and then also for palliative care intent or for compassionate reasons. We manage that on a case-by-case basis. So if people have a pressing need to visit, please just contact the hospital and we will make arrangements. We're not entirely heartless, but I'm sure the community does need to understand that we have to manage what flows in and out of our hospitals as well. And this is a very difficult time to stretch ourselves so thinly. So those are sort of the major changes. I think I've touched on everything, but our website will be updated as well today.
Fantastic, Elaine. Well, we spare a thought for you and all the team there. I know it's a big ask, but we thank you for your time. You're doing a great job there, and it's great to have you on board to keep us informed of what is happening around the region.
Well, if I can say goodbye with a message to the community, just to remember to stay at home as much as possible. If you're unwell, do not go to work and do have a COVID test. It's a very important part. Use your QR codes and remember physical distancing and masks are essential in this time. Thank you very much for your time, Paul.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for the great advice and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. That's Elaine Pretorius here at Triple M.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Local sport on the local you know. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.